Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. George Tech Head Coach Jeff Collins. Coach, if you could open us up with some remarks before we take questions.
Yeah, appreciate you guys coming out. Obviously, disappointing loss was hats off to our opponent. That's a really good team. They're obviously number one team in the country for a reason. They're really good in every single phase of the game. And when we don't play our best, obviously, that's what happens to us. But in the locker room, there's a lot of guys that just played their last college football game. I apologize for being a little bit later getting up here. But I just wanted to make sure that the love, the respect, excuse me, for the last time, that some of those young men are going to be in a Georgia Tech uniform. I spent the right amount of time with them before we came up here to meet with you guys. Appreciate all that you guys do. Back-to-back weeks versus two of the top 10 teams in the country. Very disappointing in how we played in those. And, you know, for whatever progress we had made, you know, I thought we took a step back, but this isn't the time. Tomorrow will be a deep dive into every single phase of our program, and then take the next steps in order to improve and get better. Obviously, it was a small senior class that we love, that we respect, and then a lot of young guys that have played a lot of ball, you know, just how to get them to the next level. So, but today is about respecting those guys that are playing their last game, and they have all of my love, all of my respect, and they'll have that for the rest of my life. So,
got questions? If you could, please raise your hand. You got a microphone. We'll start over here with Kelly.
Jeff, obviously a hard time to get shut out in back-to-back games, and just kind of what's your message, I guess, to the fan base and to the people supporting Georgia Tech who are obviously hurting in a way that's a little different than you, but hurting nonetheless.
Yeah, sure, absolutely, and I addressed that on Tuesday. And I know Ken's asked it several times this season. See, Jeff Schultz is here today. I know he's brought that, posed that question several times. And I mean, it's understandable, but there's nobody more frustrated and disappointed than myself and the people that are involved in the organization who, with our charge, is to get us to the next level. And, you know, there's no reason or need for me to point counterpoint all of the progress that we've made. That's not necessary right now. The whole focus is putting this game to bed against the number one team in the country, and then respecting our seniors who we love. And then tomorrow when we come in, we've got player meetings, coaches meetings, all of those things. Those will happen tomorrow, and, you know, we'll go from there. But I appreciate it, Kelly.
Right. Jeff, after, you know, looking at the season, are there any areas on your team where you feel you need to improve the most going forward to get where you want to be?
Yeah, I mean, there are. And, you know, all of those things are in constant evaluation. All those things are addressed in real time. But then tomorrow we'll take a deep dive into every phase of the program and figure the best ways to take the next step. We've got a really good, we've built some really good young talent on this roster, and so proud of the senior leadership, even though it was a small senior class, the leadership that they've provided to give us a foundation for that young talent to grow and mature and all those kind of things. But we'll talk through those things tomorrow, the next couple of days.
Jeff?
Jeff, I know this could be a tough subject for a head coach, but you guys finished with a 6-game losing streak, and I think it was 100-0 in the last 2 weeks. Do you think at any point you lost this team?
No. And that's a question to ask the guys. But you play the number six ranked team in the country. You play the number one team ranked team in the country. And obviously, I don't need to go into you know, all the things with the depth or injuries or anything. Nobody cares, so it doesn't matter. But just the level of fight, the commitment, the way they come to the building every single day. They're a pleasure to coach. They're a joy to coach. And we just got to get better in every single area. But, you know, ask the players that, Jeff. But
Ken? Ken?
Jeff, you mentioned the deal you played well offstate against the number one team in the country. You know, they're going to take advantage of the state from this point. What did you feel like you did do to play well? Now, see, up for the offense, you were extra on the interview.
Yeah, and it was very similar to, you know, some other teams around the country and even in the area. There were some guys that weren't able to play as of this morning. And obviously the health, safety, and well-being of our student athletes is numero uno. but there were certain positions, that we were down to four guys per position. And obviously that's tough. We were having to play a lot of three down stuff, which versus 12 personnel has not been our recipe to generate pass rush or to stop the run. But out of necessity, we were having to do some of those things with depth issues. So the way the guys, it's tough.
Back. Okay, microphone.
I can just yell. That's okay. Coach, Jameer Gibbs, I know he was close to breaking a record today. What happened? Was there an injury?
Yep.
And can you also speak on his whole season so far?
Yeah, and we've said since the day we got here, recruiting matters to us. We take great value on it, and I think the young guys have played, a lot of them, and especially Jameer and Jordan Williams and that signing class. They're young, but they've stepped in and played, a lot of football for us already, even though they're young. But Jameer Gibbs, I think, is one of the best players in college football, and, proud that he chose to come here and play for us. And just the way he works, his attitude, his demeanor, who he is as a young man in this program. He got banged up today. He couldn't finish, even though he was trying to. He's one of the toughest kids that I've ever been around. Jordan Williams, what he's battled through the last 4 weeks. Again, a true sophomore playing offensive line. Earlier than a lot of teams have to play their offensive line, he's gone, come in and done a really good job. Weston Franklin is a true freshman center that's the last 2 weeks probably played 60 snaps as a true freshman center against two of the top six teams in the country, and handled his business and come out there and knows what he's doing. And, story after story, Caleb Edwards and Noah Collins and Josh Robinson, a bunch of true freshmen out there playing at a high level. Tranelius Tatum is another true freshman. Wasn't able to go today, got hurt, but again, playing maybe earlier than a lot of places would have to play him, but he comes in and does a nice job. But a lot of young talent on this team that have a desire, have a goal and a mission why they chose this place. But it's not about that right now. What it's about is the guys that played their last game, and I'm disappointed that I didn't send them out the right way against two great football teams.
Coach, you talked about the recruiting matters.
Yep.
How important is going to be the development of these young guys? You talked about a lot of guys you just mentioned that got a lot of reps, but the development from that they went to great or being key contributors, how big is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, and the biggest thing, too, is a lot of those guys are true freshmen, never been through an offseason with us, and then Jeff's freshman class have only been through one, and, so it's I don't want to start talking about the future right now because we got to deal with the present. We've got some things that we're going to fix in the immediacy, but there is a lot of things to be hopeful for. There's a lot of things to be excited about, but I don't want to start talking about that or worrying about that. I want to worry about the guys that just played their last game in Bobby Dodd Stadium that I love and respect and truly care for.
Jeff, how far along are you, in year three in terms of your vision for where the program's at? And obviously the success hasn't been there probably the way you expected. Kind of, how do you see where your program's at the end of year three?
Yeah, I mean, the last two games were a step back. Okay, so let's get that out of the way. The last two games were a step back against two of the top six teams in college football. We took a step back. But every other game, the way we've matured and closed the gap, that's real. And now it's the time to take the next step forward through recruiting, and I appreciate the statement back there, and in development. And I think our strength staff does an amazing job with the development of our guys, the attitude, the demeanor, all of those things. And you know, you can't let a setback of two games against two great teams alter everything that we've been building towards. And but again, we'll refocus on that endeavor tomorrow. Right now is not the time to worry about that, to do that. I've said that to the team in the locker room. There's a lot of guys that are young and hungry and excited. They know why they chose to come here with us and what we set out to do. Now's not the time. There's guys that just played their last game. The time right now is to love them, show them respect, and you know, help them transition to their next phase, which for a lot of them is going to be to the NFL. And then for a lot of them, they're going to have a degree from the Georgia Institute of Technology with the lessons learned at this place. And as Todd Stansberry says, developing the young people that change the world, that's the kind of people that are in that locker room. And, you know, so they're going to be uber successful in whatever endeavor that they choose to do on their next step. And I'm just glad that I got to play some small part in that with those guys.
Time for a couple more, Rob.
Jordan Mason is one of the players who stood out today, and yep. He has that option to come back
sure.
for another year. What would it mean to the program if you had him for another year?
Yeah, and again, I don't want to talk to you about those things. I've had a bunch of conversations over the last couple of weeks with a bunch of guys. And obviously those will continue. I've got appointments scheduled for tomorrow with a bunch of guys as well, but I'll leave that conversation. I do appreciate it, Rob, but I'll leave that conversation between me and them, leave that conversation between us and their parents as well. But I do appreciate the question.
Anything else?
Coach, we've asked you a lot about the younger guys, but you keep talking about these guys that have been here, might play their last game. On top of your head, who are some of those guys that are going to leave this program and
yeah, well, I mean, you just go down the list real quick. You know, Tariq Carpenter has been here 5 years, been here three with us. And, you know, the growth and maturity that he's gone through from the first year we were here until now. Jamin Brooks goes from being a walk-on defensive tackle in this program to now being a two-year scholarship defensive lineman and a captain. Jack Coco goes from being a walk-on triple option offensive lineman to a scholarship tight end and core special teams guy in this program. Devin Cochran has come in as a transfer and played at a really high level, changed the attitude and demeanor in that offensive line room. Ryan Johnson has played 2 years for us and stayed to play another year to help establish the foundation in that O-line room. And I mean, Kyrick McGowan, Jameer Gibbs called me last December or last January when he had gotten his undergrad degree from Northwestern University. And now Kyrick McGowan is going to get his master's degree from Georgia Tech. And he's one of the finest young men that I've ever been around. He's going to be unbelievably successful in whatever endeavor that he chooses. And again, it's one of the, I think Mike says all the time, it's the fourth smallest senior class in college football. But the impact they've made on my life, I hope I've made some kind of impact in theirs. And I know there's some guys that I'm forgetting. Cole Neuber, another walk-on that played baseball for Coach Hall and then chose to come and play the last year and a half of football with us. I'm so proud of him. I know I'm forgetting somebody, and I really apologize any disservice that I do if anybody that I didn't mention. But that whole group, even though it's not a big group, matters to me tremendously.
Anything else? Last one right over there.
Yeah, Coach. You mentioned some of the younger players. Which one of those players are you looking towards leading your team next year and the years to come?
Yeah, and it's I think it's a collective, and I won't speak name by name, but There's some guys that are chose to come here for the right reasons. Came here with a vision, with a mindset of what we're going to accomplish, and you know, excited for them. You know, some of them have played a lot of ball. Some of them are just starting to get key roles in the program. But there's a lot of good young players that are ready to take that next step in leadership roles and as positions of influence. And but again, this is about the guys that have played here, that have been here for 4 and 5 years, or some key transfers that just played their last game for us. So I don't want to talk too much about the future out of respect for them, but I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.